And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
See it everywhere. The lineup at the drive-thru, thousands of internet videos and recipes, people in TV competitions for best chef and even worst cook. But not everyone can blithely enjoy watching the constant parade of protein and pasta. Many of our neighbors do not have a good meal in their future. This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is Carrie Conlon, Program Director for Table of Plenty. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi, Bill.
Before we get into the history and function of Table of Plenty, you have an important event coming up. How do people participate?
Yes, we have our annual Wine Fall Fundraiser on November 15th at the IDS Hall from 4 o'clock to 7. It is a wine tasting featuring over 40 different wines. We have small bites and some past appetizers as well. It is a great community event, and it is a way that our community can come out and support Table of Plenty.
Normally, we think of food being served to those in need, like a soup kitchen or a long buffet line, food being ladled onto the plates as people walk by. Table of Plenty is different, and why?
Yes, we absolutely believe that food banks and soup kitchens are valuable and important resources. Table of Plenty was started in the idea of having a real hospitality experience for guests. We want everybody to come in, feel welcomed, feel appreciated. We welcome them to sit down at the table. We have linens, we put flowers out, we use real plates, we do a three-course meal. We start with bread at the table, a salad course, and then an entree and dessert, and we do tableside service. It's more of a restaurant experience.
Yeah, very comforting.
Yes.
Makes you feel like people.
Table of Plenty was started with the idea of hospitality and community as well as the food need. So we do see a lot of people that come every Thursday. We welcome them by name. We ask how they're doing, how their week was. Not everybody has community at their tips of their fingers.
So your operation, actually, I think more of it as a personal touch, is better described as a presentation of caring. Tell us about the Table of Plenty's inception.
Table of Plenty started in the fall of 2012 with the idea from a priest at Our Lady of the Pillar who wanted to start this Table of Plenty, this weekly meal. And we really didn't know what that meant. We just knew that we were going to throw a party, a wine tasting, and the proceeds would benefit this program. The first wine tasting was held in 2012. I think at that moment we made $15,000, and we were thrilled. We were ecstatic. We're like, what are we going to do with all this money? And I didn't know what Table of Plenty would look like. And the first meal was served January of 2013. It's taken off since then. We've changed a little bit, but last night we served 137 guests in the dining room. When I started a few years ago, our average attendance was about 80. So we have seen the need increase. We are a huge volunteer-based organization. I believe I have 200 volunteers that I contact each month for different volunteer shifts. We see volunteers from fourth grade up to in their 70s. So we have quite an age of volunteers, and we are volunteer run. I am really the only employee.
Now, once a good idea gets off the ground after the initial blush of success that you enjoyed, you have to keep it going. What has kept Table of Plenty a viable program in the public eye?
In the public eye, I believe it's the idea that we are offering community every week as well as food. We are offering a place where people can come and be welcomed. I believe the service we're offering is important. I also, because we have such a strong volunteer base, we have a lot of buy-in from the public because we see a lot of volunteers, their kids come in. They understand the program. Everybody has a personal involvement. We also have some superstars in the organization that started in 2012 that have really kept it going through COVID, through everything. That would be our founding program director, Sister Jeanette. Clyde Beffo was the original person who started the wine tasting. He continues this even though he's in retirement right now. And we have an amazing board that really believes in what we do. They are a working board. They are there in the trenches with us.
Funding, nice word for money in nonprofit organization. You need to find a reliable source. You have this event, but what are your other sources for funding?
We are mainly funded by private donations, and we are very lucky. Again, that comes in with the public buy-in, the local buy-in, believing in what we do. Every year we go out and look for money, and we are always wonderfully, pleasantly surprised by what we receive.
Volunteers, of course, are the lifeblood of the nonprofit, and you mentioned them. How do people get involved with Table of Plenty?
It's fairly easy. You just go to our website at tableofplentyhmb.org. Click the volunteer button. There's a little application, and I immediately contact you and say, when can you come in?
Yeah. Don't let them get away.
Right, exactly.
Right away. Now, you have a personal connection to Table of Plenty. Tell us about that.
So my father is Clyde Beffa. He started the wine tasting, which started the funding. He brought me in to organize a wine tasting, which is my background. And I did that. Once I received the funding, maybe that first year, I brought my son in. He must have been six or seven, to volunteer for the meal. I loved it. I just left feeling good, feeling positive, feeling happy. And how many places can you say you can go in and feel that way? So I just continued to volunteer, continued to organize the wine tasting. And then when they were looking for a program director, I said, why don't I want to feel good every Thursday night? So that's what I applied, and thankfully I got the job.
Yeah, keep up the high. Now, wine tasting, of course, it has been a Half Moon Bay favorite now for years. But independent of the good cause it supports, what do you consider to be the key to its continued success? Because you have organizations start something out, and then it gets, oh yeah, that's happening every year. What keeps it alive in the public's mind?
I think it's almost the start of the holiday season. It's almost November. We're showing you wines that you can bring to your Thanksgiving table. It's casual. It's an event where you can walk in jeans or walk in a cocktail dress. You see a lot of your local community. You're catching up with people. You're walking around. You're trying wines. It's very social, very easy event to wrap your head around.
It is very social because people are standing up. They can go around, talk to different people and meet your neighbors. And, oh, yes, I saw you there. It's a delightful. And, of course, IDS Hall, perfect location.
They're a great partner. We're lucky to have them. We, of course, are there as well to raise money, so I don't want that to let go by without attention. We do have a center where we're going to be doing some fundraising. You can sponsor a meal. You can sponsor some items on our wish list. But, yes, it's a very easy event. It's a fun event. I look forward to it every year.
Now, let's make sure our audience is primed to taste this event. Mm-hmm. Again, give us the details and the opportunity to participate in this cause.
So it is Saturday, November 15th at 4 o'clock at the IDS Hall. Cost is $90. You have access to over 40 different wines. We are doing a bubble lounge as well, which has just champagne and bubbly, as well as beer from Blue Ocean Brewery. And you can purchase tickets at tableofplentyhmb.org.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today and wish you great success on your upcoming event.
Thank you, Bill.
My guest today has been Carrie Conlon, Program Director for Table of Plenty. Thanksgiving, that great day of food consumption, is fast approaching. We will eat more than we should and then collapse on the couch in a digestive coma. Unfortunately, that can let us forget there are those who do not have enough food. This is a good season to remind ourselves to support organizations that sustain our neighbors in need. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
Our thanks once again to KHMB contributor Bill Wood for our feature story of the week.
And we love the music he adds to give it that special touch. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson.